This is Mile High.
Do I want to tell the story or do I want to show the message?
You've got a lot of work to do between Mile High.
The time has come where we can know.
We have a responsibility, an ethical and moral responsibility.
We have to do it better in order to move people along.
Up, down, inside out.
If you get your mind right,
it is not. It is a receiver of thought.
Because love is my first technique.
It's now time for the show.
Hello, Mile High Country. This is Dr. Joel Kinch with the Mile High Podcast. And as you can see, we are here with Dr. Arno Bernier from beautiful Durango, Colorado. Thanks for joining us, Arno.
You're welcome, Joel. Thanks for having me. And indeed, it's beautiful in Durango, Colorado. It's amazing here.
It's amazing here, too. We had our standard 7 inches of snow 2 days ago, and today it's 70 degrees.
All right. We missed that one. Yep. It went north, I guess. Huh?
Back and forth. It's springtime Colorado weather.
Yep.
We're doing this podcast, obviously, for those of you watching. If you haven't been to milehighcairo.org yet, that's the Mile High website. And we're going to be having our big event August 18th, 19th, and 20th out here in beautiful Denver, Colorado. And one of the chiropractors and the presences that's going to be on our stage is Arno. So, Arno, again, thank you for taking the time in this. You've been doing this a long time, and I say that very respectfully with that. And with that comes some wisdom. But what keeps you passionate about life and chiropractic and staying involved in it?
You know, Joel, this is a great question. I was very, very fortunate that at Sherman College, I got an incredible education in the philosophy, science, and art of chiropractic, and was so deeply rooted in the philosophy and the principle that I never lost my passion. And I have to say that even early on in practice, I remember people saying, oh, I got to go to this, I got to go to this, I got to get like refired up. And I never felt that for myself because the depths of the understanding and the knowledge and the wisdom that we got at Sherman College really was there for me and stayed with me my entire chiropractic life. So my well was being nourished from within because I tapped something within myself that was so real, authentic, and truth. Basically, true chiropractic philosophy accesses the inner truths that live within every human being. And chiropractic philosophy is a language that is specific to a profession, but it is a truth, and that truth resides within all human beings. So that's very much what keeps me fired up.
And being taught that early on, I'm sure, was just tremendous, especially with the teachers that you had.
Yes. I mean, of course, you know, Reggie Gold, Tom Gilardi, Ly W. Sherman, Guy Rickman, Joe Felicia, that passed away, unfortunately. Obviously, Reggie Gold passed away now. Doug Gates. I mean, incredible people.
Right.
And then we would go to Atlanta and have access to all the speakers at D when Sid Williams was in his prime. Jim Ziegfuss passed away also. Sid Williams passed away. But incredible people. Tremaine Dujon, you know, people that had a lot of passion for life and passion for chiropractic.
Right. And that comes through you, too. We see it and feel it. And you mentioned about not having to go outside to stay passionate about chiropractic. When you're taught the philosophy, every door you open into the room that you go to, there's just so much knowledge and more to learn with each and every door you open up. And so diving into that, I can see how the passion just keep going with that. With that said, and the chiropractic philosophy, what it's an open-ended question, and I hope you can answer it in a way that only Arno can do it. But what do you feel is the potential for chiropractic?
I think the potential for chiropractic is to create a new paradigm for humanity concerning life, health, healing, and well-being. I think we live today in a reactive paradigm, in a crisis paradigm, in a medical paradigm. And I want to be clear, there is a time and place for medicine. But nevertheless, the medical paradigm is a war on the human body, an attack on symptom, an attack on disease, a suppression of symptom, which is very different from the chiropractic paradigm. And I believe that what we have to bring forth to humanity is a new consciousness for living, a new design for living. And that is the essence of chiropractic philosophy. And I think this is really the one biggest gift that chiropractic has to give the world and humanity. So, you know, to me, the adjustment is essential also, but first and foremost in the change of consciousness, the change in understanding, in belief system about one's body, about health, about well-being, about the nature, the true nature of healing, the true nature of health. So that's a gift that we have to give humanity.
And that has to play a part in the passion of chiropractors. Because if I would ask 100 people that question, what's the potential of chiropractic, we would get anything from breaking doors into Medicare or being able to have access to 12 visits of insurance. And, you know, they get that as the potential of chiropractic when you didn't even think about it. What you just said is it has the potential of changing the consciousness of a culture and reshaping the paradigm of healthcare as we know it. I mean, to take that shift and to be able to answer that question, that has to keep you passionate. It would keep anybody passionate knowing that they're part of that big idea, that big picture.
Yes, and you know, Jill, to deepen this, really, if you think about it, the existing paradigm is not sustainable. And it will have to evolve into this new, proactive, take care of yourself, do things positive for yourself on a regular basis, think positively, have positive emotion, observe yourself on a regular basis as to how you conduct your life, and be proactive in taking care of your being, your body, your health, and your well-being. So that's the upcoming paradigm. So we are at the forefront of a wave. And in a way, you know, I'm driven by a vision, and I think the profession can be driven by this vision, and it's very powerful. There is no doubt that our profession have already made a huge impact on evolving what has been happening for many years, the crisis paradigm. It has evolved it, but we're not there yet. We haven't broadcasted our message in a consistent manner, and that's pretty much what I'm doing everywhere I go.
And that was what you'll be bringing partly to Mile High, is that vision and arming people of what's to come?
Well, you know, that's a hard question, because what I bring to the stage usually is being in the present moment with an open heart and letting whatever seems appropriate for that group to come through at that moment. But obviously, you know, behind it is years of understanding, of knowledge, and, you know, actually acquired wisdom about, you know, what we have to offer the world and where our profession needs to go.
Back on this change of paradigm, you had mentioned that it's coming, and, you know, and I've only been doing this 20, 21 years, and I see the shift happening. Two questions here. Do you see it happening in our generation? And if so, and if not, do you think the generation coming behind us is equipped with the philosophy and the tools necessary to keep this profession moving forward?
Well, I can only answer this from the bubble in which I live. Because, you know, it's a big world out there. You know, if you go to China or India, you would feel discouraged. Like, are we making a difference? And, you know, I read something that any drop of water added to the ocean is still a drop of water added to the ocean. But from my perspective and in the bubble in which I live, I believe that more and more people are becoming conscious and aware that suppressing their symptom with drugs and medication is not the way to go, that eventually it will make them sicker. And I think a lot of people are also very aware that being proactive, taking care of yourself, exercising on a regular basis, eating properly, getting adjusted, getting massage, getting acupuncture in a proactive way, all those things, meditating, are beneficial for human being and allows them to live life more fully and accept a higher part of their own potential. So in that sense, I think it's happening. As a matter of fact, I just had a very interesting interaction. I was taking Uber in San Francisco about a few weeks ago, and the guy, it was about 10 o'clock at night, I arrived at San Francisco airport, and the guy was a very young guy, and he asked me what I do, and I said, I'm a chiropractor, and he said, I don't know what they do, I never heard of it. But then he started to tell me about how he was living his life, and how he was thinking, and how he was taking care of his health, and the group of people that he belonged to, and I was like, wow, I mean, this is totally 100% chiropractic philosophy that he was talking to me about. So I think there is a change, and I think we're at the forefront of a wave, and when that wave comes crashing, our profession better be ready.
And with that, just that interaction you had with that Uber driver, we have to get it across, not the adjustment, we have to get across that awareness to people like that Uber driver that there is a profession, there is, at least on the healthcare side of it, or the lifestyle of things, ready, willing, and able to interact with and become part of that culture.
Totally. I actually referred him right away to Eric Rubin, and I say it's easy to remember Eric Rubin, like a Rubin sandwich, but it's spelled I-N. In San Francisco, who is one of my favorite chiropractors in that area. So, you know, you never know if people follow through, but at least I made the connection.
Right. Now you practiced for many years, and you still have your hands on all the time with your MLS seminars, correct?
Correct.
So, a two-part question. I just love talking with you. Two-part question. What, and I guess it would be answered the same way, is how would you define – what was your definition of success when you were in practice? And are you still trying to get that message across to the next generation in your MLS seminars of success in practice? What's success in practice? Wide open, but I bet you have a great answer.
My definition of success is a number of lives and consciousness that you elevate to a higher level while acquiring inner wealth and also outer wealth. So that's my definition of success. In chiropractic, there is people that see a lot of people, don't make much money, and don't really make a bigger difference in the world, in the way those people think, in their consciousness, in their paradigm. And then there is people that make a lot of money and see very few people, mostly milking the insurance company, and those people also do not make a bigger difference. So my definition of success is the number of lives that you transform, elevate, and the consciousness that you shift to a higher level while acquiring inner wealth and outer wealth.
And that, what I've seen in the profession in the short time I've been in it, I see this shift of a much more of a balance between that service and business hand. When I first came in, it was service, 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 at least in the bubble that I lived in. It was service, service, service. And then what I saw was this huge shift to that business hand where we got to get back. We're losing insurance. We're losing this. We're losing that. We're losing that business hand, whatever they thought was business going after that. And now I'm seeing much more of this balance, especially inside the bubble I live in. Like you and the speakers we're having on at Mile High, there's this service hand, but there's this also a balance and a consciousness of, look, what we have to, the value of it is it's okay to make a great living bringing this great profession to the masses.
Absolutely. And that has always been my feeling, that you have to have value and people have to respect and value what you do. But it's one thing if you only practice the art of chiropractic, which is to deliver the adjustment. And I believe that to practice chiropractic is to practice the totality of chiropractic, the philosophy, the science, and the art. And you don't have to live in poverty to do this. You can actually acquire great wealth doing it. So to me, the number one priority is not to brainwash people, not to impose anything on them, but when it's appropriate and at the right time, and then obviously through regular talks in the office, to dispense the building block of chiropractic philosophy and share it from my heart, from my experience, from my soul. And that shifts people way beyond a lay lecture, giving and continuing education program in your office where every 2 weeks you dispense a cornerstone of chiropractic understanding and the principle of life that govern our profession. So that's very much, what I think success is. And I agree that there has to be a balance. You have to be viable. The more wealth you accumulate, the more impact and, in a way, moving power you have. So, we are totally in agreement. And I'm glad to see that Mile High is really bringing more and more speakers that have accomplished that. They're not just talking about it. They have accomplished it.
Yeah. That balance, seeing it from stage, it's a pleasant surprise. I have to end this. I want to open end it for it, but you feel free to take this wherever you want to, and I know you will. Whether it's personally, professionally, is what brings you great joy right now, Arno?
What brings me great joy, is obviously when I can go skiing with my grandkids, that's great. Spending time with my wife is wonderful. Living here in Durango in beautiful nature is a place we have, which is completely incredible, with green belted all around us. Great joy is to be in nature. But what gives me great joy beyond that and within the confine of chiropractic is basically to live by example and to become a beacon in chiropractic where people can see it's just not talk, this is real, that I live in a very congruent manner with my message, and that I inspire other people to dwell deeply into chiropractic and to live from that place of authenticity and being congruent with their message and their life is aligned. So that's what gave me great joy. I mean, teaching students, DCs, turning them on to, a better way of adjusting, all of that gave me great joy.
Fantastic. Well, I can tell you what gives me great joy is every time I talk and see you, Arno. Thank you for taking the time sitting down with me. Hey, for those of you out there watching this podcast, you want to hear and see more of Arno, you can go to his websites. He has two websites. I encourage you to go to the Cafe of Life. cafeoflife.com, and then his adjusting seminar series and website is mlsseminars.com, mlsseminars. And if you haven't been to milehighcairo.org to get registered for our event coming in August, please do that. We are filling up fast. Arno, once again, thank you very much, my friend. I will see you in August.
Thank you for having me, Joel. I really appreciate it. Love you.
Love you too. Be well, guys.
Like our page on Facebook, www.facebook.com/milehighcairo.